Welcome, and I'm Andrew Richardson, and this is the fifth Clearing Patterns audio dealing with learnt behaviour. This is an academic term, much beloved by those in the cognitive tradition, which basically means the challenging of unhelpful thoughts. Now, this is not, in general, how I work, as you will be appreciating. This is because normally it is not the thoughts that you have that are important, or indeed the behaviours in many cases, but instead it is the emotions that drive these thoughts and actions. But there are exceptions when a negative mindset manifesting as negative thoughts and black and white thinking, such as I am always wrong, no one will like me, there is no hope, my whole life is ruined, and so on, that these can be challenged in order to train a better setting. So as you are gaining control and are less exhausted, you can begin to challenge behaviours, values and thoughts. You can practice flipping the coin, asking what is the evidence for that thought? Everyone is better looking than you. You really are the most stupid. Really? Oh yes? And then you can make another choice and make the effort. It is worth it. You are developing antennae as you calm down to make a different choice. And now let's begin to deal with some big problems that depression causes. A lack of confidence, angers and anxieties that may seem to be taking us over, and addictive and obsessive behaviours, as well as negative thoughts and mindset. All are connected, of course, and all of these are learned in the sense just to see them in this way will often miss the point, as I hope you will see. You may, though, believe that I am being far too ambitious here to even attempt to deal with these big problems in just one audio. And of course, in a sense, you are right. This audio on its own is not going to relieve you of a lack of confidence. Any serious and debilitating angers and anxieties you may have, or addictive behaviours. But what I am going to try to do here is to give you help and hope that if you do believe you suffer in this way and this is impacting on your depression, and remember, depression recovery is the focus of these audios, that you need not despair. And by returning to some of my earlier audios on trauma release and relaxation notably, but also the action audios that follow, much of your concern in these areas will fade away, or at least diminish. So let's start with confidence problems. Now I know from my work with depressed clients over the years that almost without exception, they will come to me with their self-confidence low and battered. And very frequently, that will be the first piece of information they will proffer. Often, indeed, before we even meet. And this could very well be true for you. Well, what I'm discovering over the years is that more often than not, a lack of self-confidence is a red herring. Why am I saying this? The answer I have found is not to jump on the obvious and fashionable answer to a problem, but instead to ponder what the emotion of a lack of self-confidence might be communicating. Because what if you are not getting your essential needs well met, and so are living a life without balance, and which is not working for you despite all your efforts? Which is, of course, a pretty good description of what a depression is. In which case, a lack of self-confidence is only to be expected. And if this lack in your life reflects the fact that your emotional resources are not working well, then low self-confidence will be the honest and authentic emotional communication that needs to be listened to and not wished away. What is not needed is to raise self-confidence artificially above what is justified by the lack and failures of a life right now. but to heal these resources and then direct efforts to getting your life working better. And this is what this depression recovery program is all about. So I will make a very confident prediction for you, which is that as your depression lifts, so your self-confidence will grow. And the same is largely true for any addictions or obsessive behaviours you may be enduring. For what I've discovered in helping my addicted and obsessive clients over the years is that my first task is to take pressure off them, and that their willpower alone will never be enough on its own, especially if their confidence is low and they are shamed and disgusted with themselves, which I should add they invariably will be, and that they will only leave their addiction behind when they see a place of safety to which they can go. What addictions do is to separate sufferers from a life that works. It's like a prison for them. So what I find is that it's not only the addictive act itself that is the problem. Like a cuckoo in the nest, the addiction or obsession pushes out everything else of meaning and purpose, as well as destroying confidence. But if an addictive person can see, however slowly, that their life can again work for them, and they are beginning to experience that in their work and relationships, with their emotions coming down, why then they will begin to find the capacity to let go of the addiction that has been entrapping them. So the message here is the same as for a lack of self-confidence. Clear trauma, get needs met, practice being relaxed, and not only will your depression lift, but so will your addiction and chronic lack of self-confidence. Or at the very least, that confidence and addictions will become less of a barrier to your depression recovery. And now, what can we say about anxieties and indeed angers as well? The first very basic point is that as you clear your traumatic memories, then this will unquestionably reduce, if not eliminate, anxieties and angers. For anxieties and angers are the response to trauma memories, which stay active and are impossible to move beyond, such that anxieties, however they manifest, become inevitable. But second, I want to share with you a little bit about the role of sleep. The bottom line in terms of sleep differences and diagnosis is that depression, as you know, means waking up exhausted by the attempt while sleeping to dream more than the body is able to. So depression sufferers will normally go to sleep quite quickly because they are exhausted and ready for sleep, and indeed they may sleep uninterrupted through the night, but sadly this sleep will not refresh them. This contrasts with the sleep differences of anxiety sufferers. Yes, they will also have bad sleeping patterns, but these will be different. The problem will not be the exhaustion in the morning. Indeed, those with anxiety can sometimes wake up reasonably refreshed. The anxiety means that you cannot get off to sleep quickly. Your head is racing with useless what-if thoughts and projections and so on, all going round and round like a hamster on a wheel. And so sleep will be delayed and often interrupted and intermittent and rarely restful. You can understand both of these sleep differences as the two principal failing strategies to deal with a mind that is out of control and so profoundly terrifying and unsettling. And there you have it. Depending on their sleep experiences, I will have a clear pointer as to how I will help my clients. For depressions, it is about reducing arousal and rumination to improve sleep. And for anxieties, it is about dealing with the trauma that will be invariably there and then helping to change their relationship with the anxiety. So where are you on this spectrum? between anxieties and depression. And how are you sleeping? And of course, what is the nature of your improvement with regard to your sleeping since embarking on this depression recovery program? And before leaving this subject and embarking on a short relaxation for you to embed what you have learnt and what I am saying, just think about these two powerful metaphors for understanding the differences between anxieties and depression. It is the contrast between a volcano and a flood. Anxieties are the volcano and depression is the flood. Both are caused by extreme pressure, but while a volcano is more spectacular and will manifest in more ways, ash, dust, flames, ground fissures and so on, all spread variably over the land, a flood is quieter, less differentiated, but can do at least as much damage. You understand anxieties as driving primarily from an oversensitive and so malfunctioning amygdala, the flight or fight response. In other words, from a trauma of some kind. These then will transform into many and varied manifestations, depending on the circumstances of the original trauma and how successful or not our attempts to live with the trauma. These manifestations are only limited by the variation of human experience, to include phobias of all kinds, avoidance around social situations, fears of panic, which can, of course, often accompany the anxiety and so fuel it. Always, though, in my experience, there is trauma, the force pushing the volcano to erupt, and that must be cleared early on. And this is invariably the key to recovery. And hence my emphasis on my trauma release set of audios. A depression, by contrast, is a specific form of mental distress caused by excess worrying, which leads to exhausting overdreaming, which then collapses motivation and self-confidence. And just as most floods look the same, i.e. water everywhere, so a depression metaphor will have much more similarities than anxieties. And while trauma can be present in feeding a depression, as perhaps you have discovered, it is not always the case. Finally, and as with anxieties, one should definitely not get caught up too early on with the depression's particular trigger, be it the birth of a child, or the death of a loved one, or the loss of a job, and so on. Yes, it can be important to deal with these, but only within the broad understanding of the central role of rumination and excess dreaming. For these last few minutes, just close your eyes, and as my voice is becoming so familiar, you just need to be aware of it. And begin to relax. That's right. You could be noticing how your body is feeling heavier and heavier. And noticing where in your body as you are relaxing. You may focus on your legs and notice your left leg as it rests down and deepens. And your right leg too, which is resting more clearly? Or are they both equally calming down? Now focus on the feelings in your hands and your fingertips. That's right. Are they deepening down? And as you listen to this audio, I wonder how and in what way you are finding yourself able to be more relaxed now. how much quieter are your thoughts and emotions now? Especially after your trauma release work. And are you aware of this quiet and release and peace more and more? How easily are you finding that space and time as you listen to the release and relax audios? To just experience peacefulness and calmness and safety. And are winding down that deepening down feeling. How is your self-confidence growing? As your emotions slow down, you are seeing your situation differently and being more active in taking control. Yes, this is what's going on in these patterns from my childhood, and I'm choosing to let them go. And this is the story of my life, moving and setting a direction and taking direction. Are you letting go of the past because you've learned the lessons and are looking forward? Yes, you really are. And as you slow down and ponder your daily life and are really open to being aware of what happens and why and how you react to what you feel, then you are gaining control. And perhaps you're finding a metaphor that can help you let that go. Or perhaps you are ready and looking forward to the final part of my depression recovery program. You are really ready now to take the action you need to get your life on track and be empowered and truly healthy. It may be that you cannot control the first thought and feeling that comes in, but you now can begin to control the second, can you not? And that second thought will be you in control, deciding what you need to do to move back from that black and white thinking into that which is that empowering you and will change you. And your sleep is improving, and you are ready to get your life back on track. You really are. In a moment, I will count back down, and you can come back to wakefulness. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's right. Be quietly confident now that you are on the right track and you are healing emotions of your mind that are not working, and your depression as it fades away and stays away forever, and you can begin to get your life back on track. Thank you.